Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Every shot our team be champion. Known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions. Bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Greetings, Mr. Mack.
Hello, Larry. What have you got in that little old bottle?
Oh, that's my genie.
Genie?
Why, sure. I keep him in this bottle. He knows everything and can do anything. When I want to ask him something or have him do anything, I just take out the cork and out of the bottle and howdy pop. I saw one in the movies and I figured that whatever they can do in Hollywood, I could maybe do right here. Like to meet him?
Well, I don't know, Larry.
Oh, here. I'll just take out the cork.
What'll it do? What'll it be today, huh?
Genie, old boy. Meet Mr. McCormick.
How old are you, Mr. McCormick?
He knows everything, Mr. McCormick. Ask him a question.
Okay. Mr. Genie, I'd like to have you answer a couple of questions.
Sure. Just ask him and I'll answer them. Glad to do it for any friend of Larry.
Okay. When's the best time for an athlete to train?
That's a serious question, Mr. McCormick, and here's a serious answer. An athlete ought to train the year round. Yes, sir. 365 days a year.
Okay. Now tell me one good training rule.
Get plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise.
Now tell us another good training rule, Mr. Genie.
Glad to, Master. Use a lot of soap and water because keeping clean is mighty important to an athlete's condition.
What did I tell you, Mr. McCormick? He knows everything.
But, Master, there's another mighty important Jack Armstrong training rule.
What's that, Mr. Genie?
Eat a breakfast of champions every morning. Yes, Master. There is another breakfast dish I know of that tastes quite as good as Wheaties, milk and fruit.
And that championship combination gives you a whale of a lot of mighty important nourishment, too, Mr. Genie.
Master, a breakfast of champions gives you all the well-known essential nourishment of choice, whole wheat. The kind of nourishment an athlete needs to help him make a real champion.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Genie, I found that plenty of the fellas and girls are going for a breakfast of champions because it's got such a doggone good flavor. Why, say, that flavor is just as different from other breakfast dishes as night is from day.
And that means that when you sit down to a breakfast of champions, you're getting a breakfast dish that gives you plenty of super special flavor, plus a lot of good bodybuilding nourishment. That's why I advise every fellow and girl who has natural ability in sports to start following Jack Armstrong training rules right away. And say, the best way to start is by asking Mother to serve you Wheaties, milk, and fruit tomorrow morning. Ask her right now, won't you? And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Exciting drama is unfolding in a narrow gorge in the country of the pagan Mandaeas and Mindanao. Nelly with Moros have tried to paddle his heavy Vinta against the raging current, but in vain. And so Uncle Jim's auto gyro, taxing on the surface of the swift stream 100 feet ahead, is towing the Vinta. The mysterious beachcomber Whisper is in the auto gyro, and Jack Armstrong and Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are back in the Vinta. But there is danger above them as well as on the river, for they are discovered by a group of Mandaeas on top of the vertical cliff that rises above the gorge. And now, as the Vinta breasts the swirling current, Billy suddenly sees...
Look, Jack! Look at those Mandaeas up on the cliff!
I'm watching them, Billy. They're up to something.
Oh, Jack, what are they going to do?
I'm not sure, Betty, but I think they're going to hurl down rocks on top of us as soon as we get directly under them.
Oh, Jack, is there anything we can do?
There is, Betty, and we're doing it just as fast as we can. We're getting out of this narrow gorge.
But tough one, catfish, Uncle Jim. They'll have a chance to drop down plenty of stones on us before Whisper gets us out of this gorge.
I know it, Billy, and Whisper knows it. He's keeping the auto gyro as far away from the cliff as he can.
But can't we get all the way over on the other side of the gorge?
It's too shallow, Betty. Those rocks sticking out of the river. The auto gyro would rip a pontoon if we got over any farther. Look at all our moral boatmen, Uncle Jim. They're looking at us to see what we're going to do.
There's nothing else we can do, Billy, except go as fast as we can. Whisper has the engine wide open now. It's a heavy load, Miss Vinta.
Oh, Jack, look up on top of the cliff. They're getting ready to drop something over.
It's a big rock, Betty. They're going to try to push it over so it hits the auto gyro.
Gosh, all of him, like, if they hit our airplane, we will be in a bad way.
Oh, here it comes.
It's going to be awfully close. Whisper, it didn't miss him much, Billy. He was just a little too far away from the back of the cliff.
I don't think they're going to be able to hit us with any of those boulders they push over. They can't throw them out far enough.
Oh, here comes another one.
Well, that's a little bit smaller, Betty.
I'm afraid to look.
Boy, that came close. But a miss is as good as a mile.
They'll have to work fast if they want another chance at Whisper. He'll be well past them in just a few seconds.
But they're going to have one more try at him, Uncle Jim. They're pushing a large rock over now.
Hey, Reed, push that one off the cliff. Oh, it looks bad. Wow, that was bad. It didn't miss the plane by more than a foot or two.
Well, that's all they can do to hurt Whisper in the auto gyro.
No, it's not, Uncle Jim. They're throwing smaller stones at him. Look at them splash around it.
Oh, one of them could ever hit him.
It'd have to be a direct hit on Whisper to do much harm, Betty. They might punch a hole or two through the fuselage, but they aren't apt to do much damage.
It's a good thing the auto gyro hasn't any wings. A rock through a wing might break a strut.
Oh, Uncle Jim,
crawl under the seat. There's just room for one person there, and that may save you from being hit.
Oh, Uncle Jim, I don't want to be the only person to be protected.
Do as I say, Betty. You can't do us a bit of good by getting hit yourself. Quick now, crawl under the seat.
All right, Uncle Jim, but it makes me seem like an awful coward.
Jumping Jiminy, Betty, don't worry about that. If there were room for me, I'd be there, too.
Me too, Betty. Look, here's Manuel coming back from the bomb.
Uncle Jim, they throw rocks on us soon. What you do, huh?
I hope they won't hit us, Manuel. They didn't hit Whisper.
They throw big stone at Whisper. Too big. They know better now. They throw small stone at us. Maybe they hit, they kill us.
But suffering catfish, Manuel, what can we do about it?
He show you, Billy.
Conchita, I'm Mayanay Colita and Pine Carango.
Well, I'll be. Look, Uncle Jim, we've forgotten all about the Moro shields they keep under their seats. They're getting them out now.
Jumping Jupiter, Jake, they're just the same. Why, they're long and narrow. And we can hold them right up over our heads.
Well, I'm afraid they'd crush him, too, if a fair-sized stone hit one of them, Billy.
No, Uncle Jim, you're wrong. You hold overhead. You hold tight overhead. Stone hit shield, you say. Stone will break shield.
But we don't want to take a shield away from any of your Moros, Manuel.
That's all right, Jack. You watch my men, see? Two men get under one shield. Here. You, me, get under this shield. The whole shield. Uncle Jim, here, one more shield. You, Billy, get under. You hold tight. Betty, see all right under seat.
All right, Mario. Here you are, Billy. You crowd close to me. I'll hold the shield up. It may do some good.
You do plenty good, Uncle Jim. You get close to me, Jack. We look up at cliff now. When they throw stone, we duck under shield quick.
So you can trust me to get under that shield pretty quick, Mario. We're almost within range now. Look out, here comes the first volley.
Here is a volley, too. But they're all small stones.
Get under the shield quick, Billy.
Look at them splash around it. Some of those stones are as big as coconuts. Why, they'd kill a man if they hit him.
But I didn't hear any of them hit the boat, Jack. Did they hit any of the shields?
And they missed us all completely, Betty. But they'll get the range next time. Look out. Here comes the next volley.
Get under here, Billy. Some of those stones are going to hit.
You're suffering catfish. A couple of those stones got the boat.
Oh, Jack, did they knock a hole in the bottom of the
beam? Not in the bottom of this beam, Betty. Why, this beam is hewed out of a tree trunk. It's got a solid shield for a bottom.
Well, I'd hate to think what one of those larger stones would do if it landed on top of a shield, Jack. They must have the force of a cannon.
Yeah. Look out. Here comes some more.
You come close, Jack. Maybe a stone hit us, huh?
Stay under your shields now. They're not throwing their stones in volley. They're throwing them one at a time as fast as they can pick them up off the cliff.
Oh, I can't see them, but I hear them landing all around.
And some of them are landing in the boat, too, Betty. Uh-oh. There's a Moro knocked off his feet. Boy, look at him get up and scramble back into that shield again.
What happened? What happened to you, Jack?
It's me, Betty. Here I am knocked off my feet and Manuel was with me.
Big stone in shield, Jack. We get back on our shield quick.
I'm under it already, Manuel.
Are you hurt, Jack?
Not a bit, Uncle Jim. If anyone hurt, it's Manuel.
He don't hurt, Jack. Shield save us, huh?
I'll say it saves us. Look, Uncle Jim, the stones are all falling behind us now.
We're getting out of range, Jack. Yeah, we are out of range. Well, I think they've done their worst now.
Me no think so, Uncle Jim. Look.
Jumping Jiminy Gee Whiz, what are they up to now? Why, somebody has built a fire on top of the cliff.
What are they up to now, Manuel?
Me think they still try to get us, Jack.
But what's the fire for, Manuel?
They shoot at us with fire arrow, Betty.
Tarang, I'm Colenso, my party's like a mayor.
They're going to shoot at us with flaming arrows.
Flaming arrows?
I think so. Look at Manuel's Moros. They're putting up a parapet of shields around the V-hill over our heads.
We all get close together now, Uncle Jim. My men put shield up.
Here, Betty. You and Billy side together with me and Uncle Jim. That's the way. Give the Moros more room. They're putting up a wall of shields between us and the Mandaya.
Great guns. They're starting to shoot at us already. Look at that flaming arrow disappear to the river. Oh, there's another one.
They're all around us now. I hope these shields are good and tough.
These shields are tough enough to withstand an arrow attack, but make sure that you're behind the shield. Don't expose even an arm.
They're getting the range now. They're hitting the Vita.
Oh, there's an arrow right beside me. It's on fire.
Stay still, Betty. I'll beat it out with my hand. Don't move.
Oh, hey. I was a little frightened for a moment.
Jumping catfish. There's a flaming arrow right next to a gasoline can, Uncle Jim. We've got to put it out.
You stay here, Billy. I'll run forward and throw it overboard.
Oh, Jock. Meet my shield. Meet
more. Oh, he'll get hit by an arrow himself.
He's mostly protected by that shield, Betty. But a lucky shot may wing him in the leg.
Holy smoke. There's an arrow right through a shield.
It's just barely through, Billy. Boy, it's a lucky thing he had that shield with him.
And it's a lucky thing you didn't go forward to throw the flaming arrow overboard, Jack.
I'll say it is. Now, he's got the arrow. He's throwing it overboard.
Hey, what's that I smell?
The carbon hide of Manuel's shield, Billy. That arrow's burning it.
Hey, he's pulling it out now. He's throwing it overboard. Hurry, Manuel. Oh, why doesn't he come back?
He's going to stay up there, Betty. Oh, I see what he's doing. He's trying to protect the gasoline can.
Gee, Willikins, Jack, he can't put the gasoline cans in himself.
He's putting some equipment on top of the cans, Billy, so they can't get pierced by a flaming arrow. Then we would have an explosion.
Oh, I wish he'd hurry up. I don't like to have him there even with his shield.
Look, his shield has caught another arrow. He'll be back in a minute. There, he's got the gasoline cans covered. Hey, Uncle Jim, it's a lucky thing for us those Mandaya didn't get that fire built in time to pepper Whisper with those flaming arrows.
It certainly is, Jack. I'd hate to think what a flaming arrow might do to the autogyro.
Why, here comes Manuel now.
Oh, hurry, hurry, Manuel. Hurry, Buddy. We don't get far.
Good work, Manuel. You certainly saved us all then.
Oh, there's an arrow sticking through the shield in front of me, and it's still flaming.
Mara's pulling it out, Betty. That's one shield that saved your life.
Look, Jack. Most of the arrows are falling in the river behind us now.
Well, we must be getting out of range, Billy.
That's right, Chuck. We're too far away now. They no can eat us.
Oh, too good to be true. Is there anything else they can do to us now, Uncle Jim?
I hope not, Betty. I don't think there's anything that this special bunch of Mandayas can do. They're way up on the cliff, and we're almost to the end of the gorge. It'll take them some time to get down off the cliff.
They no word for sound, Jim. They no come close us. They very much afraid of Moro. My men guard you.
But holy mackerel, Malloy, you've only got a couple of men with you. You can't guard us against the whole tribe.
No, Billy, but Uncle Jim got big eagle duck flap wings.
Oh, you mean the autogyro. Yeah, we still got that. But I don't know how long we'll have it if they shoot flaming arrows at it.
Look, Uncle Jim, we're at the end of the gorge. Why, here the river isn't flowing swiftly at all.
Oh, there's a sort of lake ahead of us. Smooth and quiet.
Well, that little lake must empty through this gorge, Betty. I see that Whisper's turning toward the shore.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that, Uncle Jim? What's that terrible-looking thing waiting for us on the bank?
Oh, it looks like half man and half beast. And it's jumping up and down and waving its arms.
Suffering cankers, it's got horns on its head. Why, it's got the head of a carabao, and the rest of it looks like a crocodile standing on its hind legs.
Say, that must be the Bagani.
You're right, Jack. That Bagani. That big medicine man or tribe. In come down, scare away, eagle that flap wing.
Oh, but what will he do if the eagle isn't scared away, Uncle Jim?
I don't know, Betty, but we'll soon find out. Whisper's taking us right over.
What a reception that was for Jack Armstrong and the others. And say, the reception isn't over yet either. There's that remarkable creature, the Bagani, waiting for them on shore, trying to frighten them away. But you can bet your boots it'll take more than that to frighten Jack and Uncle Jim and the others, because they're getting mighty close to Professor Loring. But I don't have to tell you that there's a lot more going to happen before they can get to their friend. So listen in, all of you, same time tomorrow for another exciting episode of The Adventure of the Missing Professor Loring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. What's the breakfast lineup at your house for tomorrow morning? If Wheaties are on the list, you've got a mighty fine treat coming your way. Packed with plenty of downright delicious flavor and a lot of good solid nourishment, Wheaties, milk, and fruit are leading the breakfast parade in millions of homes these mornings. Get Wheaties from the grocer right away.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat without a bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how.
Lana.
And we've got to find some way to get in there. Here comes Billy now with the walkie-talkie set. Are the batteries all right, Billy?
You bet they are, Jack. I just tested them.
Good. We'll slip the sets on our backs before we leave the Venus. Then, once we're ashore, we'll give that Bagani a lesson in real magic.
Say, if Jack can really place that little radio set behind the great god Kalana, there's going to be one surprise medicine man in that temple. Just imagine how you'd feel if a wooden idol suddenly started to talk back at you. You'll certainly want to be in on the fun and the excitement in that temple. So be sure to listen in, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Adventure of the Missing Professor Loring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Look, here's a tip. If you'd like a different breakfast every day in the week, just leave it up to a breakfast of champions to fill the bill. For instance, let's say you had a big glass of grapefruit juice with your Wheaties and cream this morning. Well, then, tomorrow, enjoy your Wheaties with bananas. Day after tomorrow, have Wheaties with still a different one of your favorite fruits or fruit juices. Do that starting tomorrow and see how much more you enjoy your breakfast. You'll want to be sure that there's a good supply of Wheaties on hand for you all the time. If the supply is running a little low right now, remember to put Wheaties right at the top of tomorrow's shopping list.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode.